August 3rd, 2017, hearing Judge Scheer, 8:36 a.m. Thursday. Hello?
Mr. Elliott, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, appearance for the record.
Alan Rose, on behalf of Ted S. Bernstein, as trustee of the Shirley Bernstein Trust Agreement, the plaintiff in this action.
Would you speak in the microphone so Mr. Elliott can hear you?
Thank you.
My name is Jeff Boyer. I'm here from Peter Feynman on behalf of
Williams Sanders. All right, Mr. Rose, this is your motion. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just for the record, I have no objection to this court being.
Your Honor, before we start, I'm confused because I got a notice here that all parties were noticed of this hearing, and per Local Rule 4, Mr. Rose stated counsel's conferred with all parties who may be affected by the relief sought in the motion in a good faith effort to resolve or narrow the issues raised, and I'm aware that that is a false statement to the court and may be part of a larger fraud on the court, and therefore, before we start, let's address that, because the notice is defective, because it states that he conferred with all parties, but Mr. Rose and Ms. Lewis are both, and I didn't hear her make appearance for my three children. It says she was copied here for three minor children on the notice. I only have one minor child. And Mr. Rose and
all right, Mr. Elliott?
Yes.
A couple things. I'm going to proceed. There is also an indication that if the other part, if a party's pro se, that they do not have to in family matters. And this is a probate which falls under the USC category. So we're going to proceed. Go ahead, Mr. Rose.
And briefly, I have no objection to Mr. Rory being here. His client is not technically involved in this state, this trust matter. But we're here on a very short motion. We're asking you to leave the court to file a motion for contempt against Elliott Bernstein. We're really here in an abundance of caution because the motion which we provided a copy to Mr. Bernstein and as the service list and to your honor as well. It's for 5 pages, but the exhibits, the motion is 5 pages, but the certificate of service, the exhibits are longer, so the total package exceeds 10 pages. So your order requires us to come seek permission to file a motion. Briefly, the motion for contempt deals with the guardian appointed in this case, and there was an order by this court that Elliott Bernstein was not to contact the guardian. Elliott Bernstein emailed the guardian multiple times directly, and it's a letter purportedly written by his minor children. We have actually communicated with the minor children by the letter and have not heard from them. They are children who I think are now over the age of 18, which is one of Mr. Bernstein's points. So his children have written a letter. But Elliott contacted the guardian multiple times with the letter, which violates the order. At the same time, we have delivered a letter to the children asking them if they'd like to be involved and asking them to reach out to either the guardian or the trustee. Delivered it to the children. None of them have called us or wanted to be involved in the case. And to be frank with you, it doesn't look like the children wrote the letter, and I don't believe anybody wants to drag children, although they may be 18, into this mess because the trust is specifically set up to have a trustee. And that's the other one. So the first motion we want is leave to file a motion for contempt and then to get some direction from the court if you want to do the motion on its face and either deny it or issue an order to show cause and set it for an evidentiary hearing, or you want us to actually have a hearing on the motion. But typically a contempt motion would be submitted to the court. You would determine on your own whether to deny it on its face or to issue an order to show cause and schedule an evidentiary hearing. The other two matters that we're here on our status conference is one of them directly related to this issue about a trustee. Your order approving the settlement in this lawsuit required us to notify you within 30 days of a selection of a trustee. We received no feedback from anybody. We reached out to the children who are over the age of 18. They have not given any feedback or contacted either the guardian or the trustee. And there was an appeal of the order you entered. That appeal has actually been dismissed. could do it. It's short, but not because Mr. Bertinelli person doesn't have standing to address that specific issue. The only thing he would have standing is to deal with the contempt issue, which clearly directly affects him.
I'm just looking to see. I believe your representation about what's been set, and I'm wondering if there is. Trying to see when we set. I have to look at, she put the docket entry. Give me 1 second.
Do I get a chance to speak?
Sure, go ahead, Mr. Elliott.
Okay. Your Honor, first Mr. Rose will have to prove there's a valid order for contempt. And that's one of the many orders we're claiming was issued in fraud. Mr. Rose just told you he has direct knowledge that my adult son...
Mr. Elliott, the court can't understand you, so you're going to have to start over.
Okay,
okay,
so... Yes, Your Honor... First, Mr. Rose will have to prove there's a valid order for contempt in his for that motion. However, that's one of the many orders that we are alleging is issued in fraud. Mr. Rose has direct actual knowledge that my adult son, Josh Bernstein, was over the age of 18 before this motion was
filed. I don't hear an argument on the motion today. His motion is just simply, can he exceed my 10-page limit?
Well, here's the real problem, that the motion hasn't been served to the parties. The parties haven't even been served in these cases.
He hasn't been allowed to file it yet.
No, but I'm saying for the whole case. Here, look, he's noticing you that Diana Lewis gave consent for this hearing today, where she doesn't have consent from my children, who notified her to cease and desist illegal guardianship over them since they've turned 18 and she was supposed to file a notice of final order for her guardianship and turn over any assets according to law. She hasn't done that. We've told her multiple times, and Mr. Rose, and my brother knows my son's age. It's the same, they share the same birthday. But what we're doing here is continuing the fraud, meaning my adult children have never been served, have never been noticed of any of this. They're not giving consent to any of these deals he's putting down. We've notified Mr. Rose and Ms. Lewis to notify the courts, including the federal court before Judge Blakey, where they just tried to frame me saying I threatened a judge. And I had only seen one judge the day before, and that was you, and I don't recall making any threat on you. And what's going on here is crazy, because that guardianship on my son was issued illegally because he was 18 at the time a gal was placed on him. It invalidates everything in this hearing. Everything is a fraud because of that. Now, Mr. Rose wants to skip through that real fast and try to bada bing close this up, but it isn't happening. We've notified state and federal authorities, and we're going to continue for this continuous, whatever you want to call them, sham hearings where people are being represented illegally. Now, Mr. Rose and Ms. Lewis should have already contacted you and corrected this fraud. And it's, you know, part of their duties legally, bar ethics and law, to report this and correct this. And they're refusing. They're also refusing to correct that they told this court in numerous pleadings and hearings that I wasn't a beneficiary who was standing in my dad's estate, my mom's estate, this trust, which is all bogus. And so if you want to continue having hearings without my adult children present, getting consents in settlements that were illegally obtained, God bless you. Well, let's move forward. But I will be reporting all of this to all of the proper authorities. Mr. Rose is aware. I've already taken it to the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, to June Kim, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and Michelle Pickles, an FBI agent who's investigating parties relevant. Well, the former PR and co-trustees of my dad's estate, Robert Spleen and Donald Tesher, who were my brother Ted Bernstein's counsel at the time they committed fraud on this court that already people have been prosecuted for. They've admitted committing forgeries and frauds and sending it in the mail. And it's time the court do what it's supposed to do with people like this. I also just learned that the O'Connell law firm lost... One last point.
No, you're done.
Okay.
So something up. I will grant your motion to exceed my page limit because you have established a reasonable cause to. And I'm looking up in 12 CP4391 what hearings I have set. I had to find the other case number. Just bear with me 1 second. So that if we can tack on the other, you said there's a different motion to approve settlement. Number two, you said motions recorded. I want to see which ones I have set. So bear with me 1 second. 12, 18, 4, 3.
Kevin. Kevin. You there?
Yeah. Don't mind my
script. Hold on.
The motions for rehearing. And then you should have said it just like I said. You do your motions first, because otherwise it's a big waste of time on the court's resources. Okay?
Should I tell her I fear that I'm not getting a fair trial, that she's covering up fraud and call for disqualification right here?
Okay, we have the motion to approve compromise and settlement going to trustee for the trust.
Okay.
I think that's in rule of law. That has to be heard. It will be granted that motion.
Okay.
Except you ordered us to try to work out the selection of the trustee. Okay. What I'm saying is we...
Then I have it set, then, because that's the one that's set according to... the order setting set.
I would be glad to provide, but I don't think you're on that date, you know, the documentary of the motion and proposed order, you can...
That works perfect. That works perfect, and...
The other option is, though, because Ellie Burns is not permitted to participate in the case, by the order, sort of, other than for the contempt, which is directly against him, with it, that the motion we might be able to do at 8:45.
So, file it, send it to me, and I'll decide. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I can't rule on it now or make
right.
a ruling on it.
Well,
I'm going to give you your notebook back because you gave me such a nice notebook. This way, you can, when it's all filed, and you can submit it again. Is that all right?
On the order to show up on the contempt, should we set it for hearing or just submit it to the Honor for review?
Submit it to me for review, because what will happen is I won't read it to the night before. If you submit it for in 8:45, but I will read it. When you send me things, I will read it, and I'll tell her if you should come in on at 8:45. Okay? What I would like, though, is I'm confused what she has said.
But I think part of it is the things that are set in the other case, and not in this case.
Yes. That was what I was quoting, what was said. I thought I said the two... All right, send me an order of what needs to be said in this case.
Your Honor?
Because then I'll just track it on or not. Yes, Mr. Elliott.
Yeah, before all those hearings are scheduled and we waste a lot more time and money of everybody's, I filed for rehearings relating to case management and scheduling. And it only makes logical...
Mr. Elliott, I can't hear you.
Okay, the court... So already has to schedule hearings on two motions I filed for rehearings relating to the case management and scheduling. And it only makes logical sense in judicial economy to hold the hearings first to remove Ted and Allen and now Brian O'Connell. And we're dealing with fraud on the court that the court, you know, heard, you heard the information like we all did. That contradicted, you know, over a year of court hearings and everything of what they have told the courts. So, you know, those should be held first, and if I have to file them as an emergency or whatnot, you know, before we waste all this time, are these people committing fraud and we're just keep moving forward, or am I going to get, you know, you've had a rehearing for quite some time on the issue of the fraud that was before your court, and we're putting that aside somehow and moving forward in the direction of more fraud, as I've already mentioned.
All right, the court has noticed your objection, and this hearing is over. Thank you.
You are the only party in the conference. If your meeting was interrupted, please remain connected to allow others...